Good evening, everyone. My name is Michael Griffin. I'm a history teacher at Chaminade High School, and I'm a faith formation coordinator here at Beach Catholic. I think one of the truest and most beautiful ways that we can look at our faith is as a love story. You know, when you look at the Bible as a whole, from the beginning, God created us and we fell away from Him. But how God became man to save us, and how this love story culminates on Good Friday and Easter, it's really like the ultimate love story. One of the most iconic love story movies that I know of is the movie The Notebook. It was a book as well, and it was made into a movie in the early 2000s. It stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. I was only in middle school when this movie came out, but I remember going into high school and then college, like any of my friends who were girls, like they loved this movie. Like they didn't stop talking about this movie. Because it was such a beautiful, beautiful love story. It's really moving. It took me like years to finally like sit down and watch it by myself. But it's basically about this couple that falls in love in the 1940s. The man's name is Noah, and the girl's name is Allie. And it's really a crazy story of eventually how they ultimately fall in love and get married, have a family. But it's called The Notebook for a reason. In the movie, in the present day, they are an elderly couple, Noah and Allie. And it's sad because Allie has very bad dementia. So she's really lost all of her memory. She doesn't even know who Noah is. She's forgotten who he is and who her kids are and her grandkids. But before her dementia really set in, when she was beginning to lose her memory, she wrote the love story of herself and Noah into this notebook. And the last page of the notebook, it says, from Allie, it says, "Dear Noah, read this to me and I'll come back to you. Read this to me and I'll come back to you. I'll remember." And in present day, Noah and Allie, they live in this like assisted living home with nurses and aides. And every day, Noah reads this book, this notebook, to his sweetheart who doesn't know who he is, with the hope that she'll come back to him and remember. And there is this scene that I found. It's actually a deleted scene. I don't know why they got rid of it, because I think it's extremely moving, where Noah and Allie's children come to visit this assisted living home. And these children start talking to their father about just everything that's going on, how difficult it is. And Noah says some really powerful things to his children. Let's take a look at that video clip right now.
Glad you're all here, because I have something I want to tell you. I'm giving you my house. As of today, you three are the rightful owners. Now, you can live in it, use it for the summers, I don't care. But my wish is that it stay in the family, to be handed down to these guys. And when the time comes, to their children. You understand?
Of course. But we can't take your house.
Yeah, Dad, it's too much.
My father gave me his house. I suppose I can give you mine. Now, I don't want to hear any more about it. Huh? Just sign the papers. It's all legal.
Daddy, come home. Go out on your boat. Take a ride on the river. You love that. Mama doesn't know us. She doesn't recognize you. She'll never understand.
We miss you. This is crazy. You live in here?
You know, we'll all help with Mom. We can take shifts visiting.
Look, guys, That's my sweetheart in there. I'm not leaving her. This is my home now. Your mother is my home.
Just those, I don't know why they got rid of that from the movie. Those words, I'm not leaving. This is my home now. Your mother is my home. I've been married for 4 years to my wife, Sarah. We have 2 girls, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. We're kind of in the thick of it. Life is busy and crazy, but it's so beautiful at the same time. And every time we see people who are, you know, older than us, they always tell us, like, it goes so fast. Like, just enjoy it. And to be honest with you, work has been busy, and having a 3-year-old and 1-year-old home has been, like, crazy. And I found myself watching these clips and, like, falling in love with my wife, like, all over again. And it's not that I don't say I love her every single day, but I think we can sometimes forget about the depth of the love that we have for the people around us. This movie just had me thinking of that quote, like, your mother is my home. Who in your life is your home? Who are the people that you really and truly love? Like, if you thought about them and not having them in your life, like, it would make you cry. Like, these just beautiful gifts of people that God has placed in our lives. Who is your home? In this seventh station that we see, Jesus falls the second time. And I started to, you know, when I was praying about this station and thinking about this movie connection and like my wife and how we fall in love with people in our life, right? We fall in love with them. And Jesus falls in love for us. Not once, not twice, but 3 times throughout the stations. I never thought about that before. He falls in love with us and for us. In this 8th station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. I started reading a little bit more about that, and in the scripture, in Luke chapter 23, verse 28, there's words that Jesus shares with the women of Jerusalem. He says to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children." And I was very kind of confused. I was reading it over and over again. I was like, why is he saying to them, do not weep. Do not weep for me. I mean, Jesus cries and weeps at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. It seems to me that he's saying, not that you shouldn't cry, but he's saying, don't weep for me. Don't weep for me. Like, don't worry about me. This is why I've come. I've come to fall in love for you. Don't weep for me. Don't worry about me, but worry about yourselves and your children. It seems to me that he's saying to the women, like, I don't think you're understanding what's happening right now. What the cross is. I have come to do this. This is why I have come. To die for you. To show you how much I love you. St. Augustine has a great quote about falling in love. He says, "To fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek him is the greatest adventure. To find him, the greatest human achievement." Falling in love with God. And when you think about who those people are that you love so much, that those people that are your home, God can be that for us too. Allie, in that movie, she knew that she was starting to forget the love story with her husband, Noah. So she said, I have to write this down I have to write this love story down so I can come back to him. And I think it's similar for our faith that there are times where we can forget the depth of our faith. It can be easy for us to forget about our faith in deepening our relationship with God on a daily basis. I feel like so much in my life, I can get so satisfied and content with, well, you know, I go to Sunday Mass, and I try to pray when I can, and I can get, my faith can become stagnant. And I think Jesus is trying to tell us, he's trying to remind us, you can go ever so deeper with me, like you can, just like you can with those people that you are in love with in your life. So these questions for tonight is, who is your home and what is your notebook? The notebook is like the reminders that we need in our life. What do we need in our life to remind us of this great love story of our faith? I mean, it's what we're doing right now. It's coming to a church on a Friday night because we need this. We need him. It's going to Mass. It's receiving the Eucharist. It's prayer. It's reading the Bible. That's our notebook. That's what we can hold on to. That's how we can be reminded of this love story. So who is your home? What is your notebook? Jesus came to fulfill a love story, and the goal of our faith is a relationship with Jesus, a loving relationship with him. Noah said to his kids, "This is my home. Your mother is my home." Through our faith, let us hope and pray that we can say, this is our home, this church, the church is our home. Let's make him our home.